It has been just over a year, as you heard, since Fulton County Superior Court Judge Jerry Baxter delivered guilty verdicts to 11 educators in the APS cheating trial. That trial lasted 8 months. It was the longest in the state's history. And as you heard, the appeals process is set to begin later this year. But first, thousands of pages of testimony need to be transcribed, tens of thousands. And that task falls to court reporter Evelyn Parker. Each day, she relives every moment and every word of the APS trial. Producer Linda Chen visited her office at the Fulton County Justice Center Tower and brings us this audio postcard.
There are times when I can hear the trial at night as I'm trying to sleep. I can hear the voices. It just practically rewinds in my head.
Everybody in the education system at APS knew that cheating was going on, and your client promoted it.
I only have 6 or 7 weeks left of testimony to complete. I cannot wait to have this off of my mind and off of my plate. It does feel like a lot, but I'm proud, and I know I've done a good job, and I'm not delaying anything. Working very hard, responsibly. So I'm okay. I really am. I'm okay.
Your Honor, I'm asking, no, I'm pleading for you to show mercy to Dr. Williams. Thank you for the opportunities.
I have learned just enough to be dangerous, you know, from sitting in the courtroom for 31 years. Sometimes we're mistaken for just like a person on a keyboard, like we're just, you know, pressing a few buttons and making it happen, and it's a mystery to everybody. But I'm not typing. I stroke out the syllables and sounds. It's phonetic. The steno machine only has 14 keys, a number bar, and vowels. And you learn to listen to each syllable that's coming out in the courtroom. And a court reporter captures the spoken word out of the air.
You got these targets put on me, man. They're not going to make it. This no excuses thing, we got to do something else about it.
It goes into my brain, and my fingers know where to go with every syllable I hear. I take 260 words a minute. So to save my body, I created a job dictionary of briefs. Using one stroke instead of the many syllables the word might actually be. That's why I was able to take a 7-month-long trial and know at the end of every day I got everything that was said from a judge, a table full of DAs, one side of the courtroom full of 12 defense attorneys.
There is a reason. They have been convicted.
They've not been sentenced yet.
Well,
they've been processed.
My brain felt like when your computer's RAM, the memory gets full and it's going to crash and you need an update. That is what my brain felt like because it was just so much processing. You know, so many days, weeks, and months in a row.
They have made their bed, and they're going to have to lie in it. And it starts today.